Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we would like to present our new book entitled ATP, First Year. It's a review of our first year. We had a chance to sit down this holiday season and go through our files and go through our pictures and go through our downloads and everything that we've had this year and for the first year. And we wanted to compile our first year of service at Blurb. So we were able to do that this year. So the book recaps pictures of our guests, promo items, gifts, and awards. The book is a timeline of our first year on Blog Talk Radio. It's not an all-inclusive book, but still a guide to our show. So it has a lot of wonderful features that, you know, will let you know what we're about the first year if we're not around. And it also tells, you know, a lot about how we go on, you know, with our show and how we, you know, gain some of the insight or the development of our show, some of the insight, or it also tells how we became who we are today in our platform for communication. And, you know, it tells a lot about how long Kel and I have been working, you know, at our bonding techniques and working on the show to keep like a community service type activity going, and also to have an information database on a lot of the topics that we've researched, and so that friends, family, and audience members can find out a lot about us since our first year. It's a Blurb book. And it's a Blurb publication, but it's available on Amazon.com. We hope that you will enjoy our book. Today we wanted to take some time to talk about it a little bit in depth. So we came out to do that. I'm Tammy Joyner. You're on A Theory of Parenting at Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call in, we have a phone line open at 646-787-1657. You can call in and talk with us about the show, the first year, if you're around the first year, talk about the second year, if you're around the second year, or talking about the third year, you know, because we're going to our fourth year in July, it'll be 4 years, so we're going into that. But, you know, we have these books that we didn't, you know, we hadn't published yet, so we wanted to get our first year in review. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the layout, because I'm looking at the book, and we have it in production, and it will give us our chapbook or our sample or our example for the first year. We keep samples coming so that if we ever want to reconfigure or if we ever want to use what we have to do more publication or more promos for our show, we will have some type of foundation to start with. So what we've decided to do was to use a green, and it looks like lime green or candy green, but you can also call it chartreuse. So we used a chartreuse type background, which was something like this would be candy green or lime green or apple green. And we have a black cover, and it has a ribbon here. It's a ribbon made into the book. It's a white ribbon, and it says first year. And then we go to our acronym or our affiliation, and we go ATP. So it's first year ATP, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, QT 2015 USA. So that's the cover. And so this is us. Whenever you see QT 2015 USA, that's us, unless it says 2016, and that would indicate next year's work. So we opened the book, and I'm kind of looking at the preview that we have here available at Blurb. So we opened the book, and it says the creators of A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio presents ATP First Year. And the authors are Markel Green and Tammy Joyner, and we have our little blog logo there in our picture. And so we opened up to the first page, and then we have this huge picture of Blog Talk Radio, the bone, listen, talk, and everything there. And it goes on to tell you about not only Blog Talk Radio, but it tells you about A Theory of Parenting as well, and it tells the title of our show. It's a communication platform. It tells you about the topics that we experience. We rated the show PG-13 today, just in case some of you are listening that are under 13. Because of the bullying section that we have some stuff with some of our authors that contains bullying. Bullying sometimes get into assault or fighting or verbal abuse or profanity. So we wanted to make sure that if you're under 13 that you get your parents' permission to listen, because it's about bullying as well. And then we have some, you know, topics as well as about tenure, which we get into politics, and you know, some of you are too young for that. Then we have homosexuality, which is, a topic that we have to talk about because a lot of teens are going through different types of sexual behavior as they grow up, experience, and, develop out of, the homosexuality. So we had to do that. My name is Kim Joyner here at Theory of Parenting. We're discussing our new book, which is our first year in review, but it's called ATP First Year, and it's First Year ATP, and we have that available. It'll be coming to Amazon soon, but it's available at Blurb. And so we have our first poem in there, which tells us a little bit about how the show got started, and it was based on one poem. We have some show titles, which are archive shows. We have some awards there where we have Martell's Awards for World Poetry Movement, our poem, My Very Own Kin, and then we have our first year award. And we have about the authors, and we detail a little bit about ourselves there. And then we have Just a Pinch, which was part of our first year in review. And it was part of our first year. We had a lot of time to do books on theory of cooking. And so then we have another page here with cyberbullying, like I was telling you, and that's Holly Kinley, correction. And we have some information about her Cyberbullying No More book. So we have some things that, made the show at least PG-13. So then we have Homeland Insecurity, which talks about customs, a lot of mature topics. So we thought that with Brett Braden. And so we thought it would be great to, diagnose this show with that type of prescription would be PG-13. So my name is Jamie Joyner here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going over our first show book, and we'll be doing our second book this next month, which will be January, and that's going to be the second year in review, and so that we can get kind of like the foundation established, and then we can move on, with our third and fourth year and come up to what we're currently doing. But we thought to get these out of the way because it was promised, and so now it's delivered, and also it was fair, and so we want it to definitely be fair here because of the communication platform. We deal with our children, we deal with our parents, and if we don't keep a fair deal going all the time, then we'll lose faith in each other. So we decided to keep a fair deal going this time. So we wanted to do that. Everything is thought subconscious or conscious, so we have to make sure that we sometimes communicate verbally so that we understand that whatever's going on inside is not overwhelming us, giving us anxiety, stress, and any type of, problems. We'll go ahead and, take care of business, and then we'll keep moving on, and we'll stay healthy and strong, and we'll believe in each other, and we can establish trust. So we, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that that goes. I love the layout of this particular book. It has pictures of the authors that came on the show, the guests. It has pictures of the gift box. It has pictures of some of the chalk, some of the art that we did there. It has pictures of, some of this particular tulip that we have that looks like a candy rose that we use at Reverb. So that's there for you to see if you didn't know what we were doing with those candies. We just didn't eat them up. They were flowers, and we did some great with them. And, we brought those, so that was great. And we have, blurbs about each guest. So that was really important to me. We have our poetry book, International Who's Who in Poetry, 2012 edition, and Stars in Our Heart, which was Impressions, which was some years ago, too. We brought in Inventions, all the catalogs that we've listed in, and have features about our show and our applause section. We have that, Sky Blue, with one of our guests, and Punt Wider, and that was a wonderful show that we did with her. I think she was our first guest, so we always applaud her and thank her for doing that. We also have Be Fearless, her autograph. So we have an autograph from Jan, so Hancock, so we put that in the book so everyone can see. We also have TNT Tough Talk, and that was with Gwen just starved, and we love that she retired, but she's doing something else with the time now. So she's looking good, and, you know, her layout was awesome, and she was an awesome interviewer, so it was great to have her. And then there was Michelle, and so we had the 411 survival guides, and we had the one on parenting, life skills, and surviving teenhood. So that was wonderful. We did donations to the Wilmington Library and gave those in so that, you know, we did the show in there city at that time, and so we donated what we achieved from the show to their area, and we did a lot of donations to their Salvation Army Goodwill as well, because we were in their region, we were moving out, and so a lot of things like bikes and weightlifting equipment, dishes, all type of items that we could get over there, we afforded, you know, a few hundred dollars to do that, and that was awesome to get those things turned in instead of having to dispose of them, you know, in an unnecessary way, you know, so we definitely enjoyed that. And also we have Craig Weiner, who did the ADHD book, and that was awesome. I totally enjoyed that. He was so wonderful, what he wrote about the children, how to contain your children, how to help your children, and it was all about communicating and making sure their needs were met, their basic needs, and, you know, their other needs as well, you know, that, you know, span out beyond just the necessity. So it was absolutely great. I thought he was a wonderful author. And then we have some things here in the back about promos. So we have a lot of books available, and then we have some cards available, and then just promo items. And we forgot to, we didn't include the gift cups or the MLG because those will come in the next project. But Lord have Mercy was on the last end of this particular program, so we did include that. So we had an awesome time creating. There's a blurb on the back. And, you know, just a lot of wonderful things because we totally enjoyed what we were doing. So I enjoyed doing that as well. And we hope that you will enjoy it, and we hope that you'll pick up the book. If not, pick up the preview, take a look, see what's going on, and just know more and more about why we strive to continue with our show and why we believe that it'll be an awesome nonprofit once we, get a little bit more information covered and, you know, grow just another step or two, and then we'll be thinking about doing a business plan. That's our show for this particular day. I hope you enjoyed it. Come out again. We'll be talking about the second year. If these are your favorite guests and, you know them personally, well, now they've been included. We probably should signal and send them a copy of the book, and we probably will send them preview copies that they can go and look at it if they would like to, and they can tell us anything about, anything that they want to respond with. So we hope that you'll enjoy that. That's our time. Until next time.